And in the XFL, they don't fool around, because the Los Angeles Wildcats, after week one, have already parted ways with their defensive coordinator, Pepper Johnson. For the love of football, it's time for victory. We making history. We the new big thing, ain't no mystery. Believe me when I say the big game's on. Better tune in.
Yeah,
welcome, Sovereign Live Special XFL Commentator Cowboy Sims up here from the state of Kentucky, a state that doesn't have an XFL team.
Do they don't even have an NFL team. All right.
Okie
Lou, in XFL news, Pepper Johnson, the defensive coordinator of the LA Wildcats, was fired.
What?
After the first game, the 37-17 loss to the Houston Wildcats. Lou, they're not messing around.
No.
I didn't know they had played defense in this league.
No. Who's Pepper Johnson? What's his?
Anybody?
Was he a football player?
Sounds like he was a football player.
It's not like
Julius Peppers, is it?
Yeah, that's
Julius Peppers Johnson.
Where is Julius
Peppers? He ended up with the Packers, I think. Yeah.
Not to be confused with Pepper Bacon.
So because of this, there's already been a trade made in the league.
Nice! Right.
The LA Defenders sent their defensive lineman, and he was captain of the D, Anthony Johnson, to the DC Defenders. For Bradley Silva. Yeah, so the Defenders got... But he was unhappy with the Pepper Johnson firing and started firing tweets off, and so they just traded him. So there, LA is not fooling around. The Wildcats will fire anybody.
Maybe the NFL should take a note of this.
Oh, there you go, Lou.
So, Commish.
Yes.
What did you think of the format of the game?
Which game?
XFL football game. Yeah, I love the kickoff rule.
All right.
That was good. I still think they should do it without helmets, but maybe next year. I like the way they could go for one, two, or 3 points.
New York Giants.
So it had some interesting twists.
So you were watching the game fairly closely.
It's XFL at Sovereign Liquor, 6202 North Broadway. Your official Chicago XFL sponsor.
That's right, the official headquarters of the XFL.
Just ask anyone here.
In Chicago. Now, Lou, they're embracing gambling in the league. The spread is right there on their ticker, and that's the other reason they have a chance to stick around. It's a gambler's league, Lou.
Yes, it is. You know what? They went right for the right market, you know? Primetime TV and gambling. Why not?
Lou, pitchers and catchers reported for baseball, Lou.
Well, tell me, how can so many freaking White Sox be hurt 2 days into the season?
I did not see that.
It was out of all the
I didn't see that coming.
Team.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, a strained muscle here, now, this, there.
Lou, who was your team when you were a kid?
Boston Red Sox.
The Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
So were you... Do you remember then the great Carlton Fisk in the World Series of 75, Lou? Often called the greatest game in baseball history.
I remember the news things. I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
Then you had to wait for Wide World of Sports to do it the next Saturday.
It was the World Series, Lou. It was on live. Of course, Fisk broke up the game in extra innings with his famous... walk-off home run, which
like
he
riding the horse.
Willed. That was Wade Boggs of the Yankees.
Was it? Damn.
And,
well, he used to be a Red Sox.
Yeah, Dennis Leary said if his father would have seen Wade Boggs riding a horse as a Yankee, his head would have exploded. So there you go. So when did you... Were you a big Boston Red Sox fan or just a casual? Obviously a casual. What?
I was average height.
All right, you were average height for those days. You've shrunk a little then, Lou. So in the Oscar nominations, you missed every category.
Come on.
Except the documentary short, Lou. Remember learning to skateboard in a war zone when you were our girl? Yes, that won the best documentary short. And what was hilarious, I was filling out my ballot, looking at the odds, and it was the odds on favorite. And I'm like, Lou knows which one to pick every year in those off categories. So,
one.
So, question of your week. What is your best advice, Lou? What's the type of advice you like to give anybody at any time?
Wake up, smile, and have black coffee.
Doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase. Out!
Outstanding weekend! Go, Bears!
Official headquarters. This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's XFL Rules Service. When you need a rules change, see Lou. And remember what Lou says.
XFL at Sovereign Liquor, 6202 North Broadway, your official Chicago XFL sponsor.
That's right, the official headquarters of the XFL. Tonight's the night.